Hi, it's Stefan Aitchkins. The purpose of this webcast is to show you how Silverlight and SharePoint 2010 can interact each other, and I'll explain you that how they interact together via an example which I built and that's available on my site on CodePlex. Okay, so let's start by a small demo of the picture gallery. The second part of the webcast will be an overview of the code and concepts used behind the scenes, and the third part is really to see how what happens behind the scenes, so what the client object model does for you. Okay, so let's start with the demo of the application. I created a picture library called My Pictures. So this is a regular SharePoint picture libraries with the regular menus and so on, and I've also created a page called Silverlight, which is empty right now, and we'll add the web part I developed. This is the demo application. So let's insert the web part. It's in the SharePoint tool basket, and then it's the Silverlight picture viewer. So I add it, so I can configure it so that I can specify which document library or picture library I want to work with. So I can actually branch it to whatever document library. It works with both picture and document library as long as the files contained in the library are pictures files. It ignores the other files. So I'll choose my pictures and I'll say OK. So it should reload with the, sorry, I should have specified the height also. Okay, so I'll say this is a fixed height, and I'll say, for instance, 550. Okay, so you see my picture gallery gets loaded. I've got an automatic slideshow going on. I can, of course, stop it or just click on the picture of my choice. And this is the reading mode, let's say. So when you click on the mode on the picture, on the thumbnail picture, you get the big picture, you get the metadata of the picture. Here there is no title, but okay. And there is another mode called the, also you can paginate. Here I've got only 5 pictures, so it's not a good example, but I'll show you how you can paginate that. So if I switch to the contributor mode, you see that here the system tells me that I can drag some files to recycle them. So if I drag it here, it really deletes the picture behind the scenes. So I can show you maybe another window of my picture library so that you see it's not fake, it's really deleting 3 pictures here. And also, besides that, you can also upload new files. And how can you upload new files? Just by dragging and dropping them from the Explorer, Windows Explorer. So, for instance, I open Explorer here. That's what's got some pictures here. So I can take the pictures and I can make a drag and drop of the pictures in the drag and drop zone. And you see, it has uploaded everything. So if I just switch back to reader mode, you see my pictures are well uploaded. I can paginate also. So this is a quite cool picture gallery. And on top of that, thanks to Silverlight, you can also use that as a desktop application. So I'll show you the full procedure. Here I'm removing it because I did install it previously. But you see, when you never install the Silverlight application, you can just right click on it, say I want to install it. Then you can decide to install it on your desktop, for instance. If I say OK, it's loading it. So here, I've just, for the demo, I've just hard-coded, let's say, the URL of my site. But here, I don't get the parameters given by the web part, so I have to load it to specify which site I want to work with. Once I specify the site, I get all its, let's say, picture libraries and document libraries. I choose my target, and then I get exactly the same application that I've got here. So if I close my browser, you see it's really running outside of the browser. This is one of the new capabilities. Maybe something I should add is that it has been created with Silverlight 4. So Silverlight 4 is right now is still under development, so there is no, let's say, there is no release plugin, so you still have to wait or to develop, sorry, the developer version to be able to visualize Silverlight 4 animation. Okay, but here it has really created a shortcut on my desktop. So this is the application. You see you've got read-write operations between Silverlight and SharePoint, and all of that is based actually on the client object model of SharePoint, which is one of the new greatest things in SharePoint 2010. Well, there are so many things, but this is a good one. So let's switch to the code then. I've got actually three projects in my Visual Studio solution. The first two projects are actually Silverlight projects, and the third project is really the SharePoint project. So I'm also using, of course, the new capabilities of Visual Studio 2010 in terms of SharePoint packaging. So the SharePoint project is just a basic web part. This is the code you have here. And the web part is used to do two things. First thing is to render the Silverlight application, so it creates the necessary HTML markup to call the Silverlight animation, and this is the regular, let's say, way of calling a Silverlight application. So you generate the object markup, and then you just have to specify the exact file you want to call. Yes, something I should add also is that now in SharePoint 2010, Silverlight is really supported out of the box. You don't have to configure anything at IIS level nor in the web config. Everything is supported by default. And so here I've embedded my exact file into the web part, and the only thing it does is calling the exact file and giving some parameters. And what are the parameters? These are actually target picture library name that I choose when I choose a library in my web part, the panel of the web part. And as a second parameter, I give the target site URL. So remember that you can really run, well, it's run client side, so you need to get the URL. And the web part gives that to the Silverlight animation. That's it. So this is very basic SharePoint web part. So let's see now at Silverlight level how it's working. So I can close that code file here. This is the XAML part, so I'm not gonna talk about the XAML because this is pure Silverlight, so I prefer to focus on the interaction between Silverlight and SharePoint. And so if you download the application, which is available on CodePlex, you can have a look at it yourself. So let's go to the code behind part of our animation. There are quite a lot of event handlers and storyboards, which are all let's say Silverlight related events, but the let's say the part that's really interests us is the client OM helpers. So if I deploy that, I see that I've got a few methods, and all these methods are actually used by the Silverlight animation to call the SharePoint objects. So let's say the main method of it is the get SharePoint items method. This is called by one of the event handlers, and what it does is to create a client context. So a client context is an object of the client object model, and this takes into parameter the target site URL, so given by my web part, and then I just retrieve, let's say, my target list. So this is also provided by the web part configuration. And once I've got the target list, I'm start building a camel query. So maybe I can show you how it's built. So I create an external helper just to not interfere with that code here. But maybe I can show you that. So this is a regular camel query like you had in SharePoint 2007. I'm just saying that I want to take all the pictures of that picture library. And I want to make a limit of 5, so I put a row limit. The other methods, next items, previous items, are used to retrieve pictures with ID, with criteria on the IDs. To really say I want to have the 5 next or 5 previous pictures, I'm working with the IDs for that, the picture IDs generated by SharePoint. So if I get back here, what do? I just prepare the camel query, I got my list, and then I execute the query here. So I've got a list item collection declared in the top of my class, and this will be actually the list of pictures retrieved by the camel query. Then I say that I want to load my target list because I need to retrieve its title it's number of items, to say, to display the total number of pictures present in the library. And also I need to have the server relative URL of the root folder. This is for the file upload later, I'll show you. And then I also say that I want to load all my picture items, let's say, and I want to include as metadata title, the file leaf, ref, the ID, or all those fields. So this is a, let's say, good practice to do that. It's not always mandatory, but it's better to specify what kind of data you need in order to not load everything. Once you've specified the objects you want it to work with, you can just execute the query. So this is an asynchronous call, and you've got to provide two callback methods, success method and the failure method. In my case, in case of failure, I'm just showing the error message. That's it to the user. I don't do anything else. In case of success, it's here, at least for that method here. What do? I start to well, first I need to enclose my code into the dispatcher begin invoke code, because well, this is a SQLite exception. Let's say you've got to you cannot interact with the main thread directly, so you've got to call the dispatcher the begin invoke method when you are working from a callback method. So what I do is just to instantiate let's say a list of list item, and then what I do here is to filter. So I could have, for instance, unsupported extensions, so that's why I make this short query here. For instance, GIF files are not displayed by SQLite animation, so I'm just supporting PNG, JPG, and that kind of file. So not all the files are supported, and also it could be another file. So if, for instance, somebody uploads a text file in the picture library, I can't control that, so I prefer to filter on the extension here. And then once I've got really the list of valid pictures, or considered as valid by the application, I'm starting, let's say, reading the items one by one. I'm producing the picture gallery title, so I'm displaying in it with a small work on the amount of letters, because otherwise it's too big, so I trim it. Then I'm just checking if I've got a result after the let's say the filter on valid pictures. Then I really start creating data items. You see, this is actually a list collection, list of objects that are based on that class here, and this is used by the application to load the pictures really into the SQLite controls. And that's it. This is here for just for to get the previous and next let's say limits. And so this is the main part. This is really to get the SharePoint items, the SharePoint pictures. Then, of course, there is an interaction with the SQLite application, so we'll see that, or you'll see that yourself. And maybe another thing I can show you is the update methods. So there are two kind of update operations, which are a bit above. Yeah, for instance, picture recycled. So you remember, if I make a drag and drop of the picture here, it's not there anymore. Wait, I've got the page here. So if I switch to contributor mode, I do here recycle. This is actually calling that method here. Picture recycle, this is a callback method, so recycle picture. So there is an event handler at SQLite level. I'm just getting, let's say, the current target image. This is a kind of it's an operation to get rid of the target object. And then I just specify to SharePoint at my target list, so still the instance of my picture library. I'm getting the ID, and then I say, okay, I want to recycle that item. Then I execute the operation, and what does it do? In case of success, it calls picture recycled, and then I'm just emptying, let's say, the picture, and I restart the animation. So only five pictures, of course, at once, to avoid heavy operations, say. So very basic picture metadata updated. This is the callback method of that method here, update picture metadata. And here it's the same principle. So instead of recycling the item, I'm just saying, okay, I want to update the title, and then I update it, and then I execute the query. So here, title is hard-coded. We could go ahead and find or improve the, of course, the animation in order to say, okay, I want to work with that kind of fields, enumerate them in the web part configuration, for instance, and make it more dynamic. But this is just a demo application, let's say, and a V1. So the last thing maybe I can show you is how to upload the files from the file systems. So if I make a search on upload, yeah, this is that one. So maybe one note is that why did I choose Silverlight 4 is especially for that. It's because starting from Silverlight 4, you can drag and drop files from the file system into a Silverlight application. This is pretty basic, so the only thing you have to do is to define a drop zone. In my case, it's a picture, and handle the drop event. And the drop event here is just branched to that event handler. And what Silverlight does for you is to provide you what was dropped via this the drag events event art. So this is quite basic. So what you have to do here, just to iterate between the across the number of files that were uploaded or dropped, sorry. And then what I do is to isolate them, I read the file contents, and then if it's okay, I specify a new file. So this is again the client object model of SharePoint. So I specify a new file, I say I wanna give it that content, which is the content of the file I'm just that was just dropped. Then I specify a URL, so this is the target site URL and the server relative URL that I had loaded previously. Then here I say I want to override it through, and then I just add the file. So to that, which is a file collection here. So again, a client object class. And after that, if there are files that were uploaded, I'm just calling the execute the query. So always the same principle. File uploaded. If I say that, it will just show the message you see here when this was successfully uploaded. So that's basically it. So for the rest and the Silverlight animation itself, you can just have a look at the code. And to see maybe if you are interested by knowing really what's going on behind the scenes, actually the client object model, what it does for you is really to communicate with the SharePoint web services. And this is that there are a new bunch of WCF services. And you can see that if you, for instance, open Fiddler, and then you, in parallel, you just run the animation. If I switch back to the reader mode, you can see that there are some queries sent to the server. And if you double click on them, you can really see how the client object model communicates with the server. And here you see that, for instance, this is client SVC that's involved. You can see which method is called, and you can see what are the data paths and so on. So if you go in row mode, for instance, and this could help in case you really need to, for instance, to add a kind of some kind of extension of the client object model for you or for some reason, then you can really see how it does. Same thing here for the answers. And this is also interesting to see how the end all the updates are handled. So if I say contributor mode and I say, yeah, I'm here, I say, let's say title, save. So it was really updated. If I go back to Fiddler, I'll get the request here. So I see that there is a post request, and this is to update my data actually. Okay, so this is one way to see what's going on behind the scenes. Okay, so in summary, what we've seen is that it's very easy actually to make Silverlight and SharePoint 2010 to communicate together. So I think this application is quite nice, and feel free to extend it or to suggest some improvements. As we've seen, it can really be improved, especially with the field metadata that it can update. But this is the first, let's say, kind of draft version and more a demo than anything else. Okay, thank you. Bye.